Thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity to speak here. As you all know, the IIGCC is the European network of institutional investors on these issues, and we work closely with other networks in the US and in the Australia and New Zealand region. As you said, Hugh, I was in Cancun, and one of the impressions I had while in Cancun was actually that, to some extent, we all had a feeling that maybe business was outpacing politics. I get the impression that maybe they may be catching up, that sort of the message that, that Eric just gave us, but that was definitely not the case in Cancun. Looking upon Cancun from an investor's perspective, there is one result above anything else that's probably important, and that is that the process survived. I have a feeling, and had a feeling at the time, that was definitely a risk that would not happen. And why is that important to investors? It is because the issues related to climate change are real and they represent huge risk for us. And it is because policymakers tend to place huge claims on our commitment as we move forward. We are still missing some of the policies necessary to actually live up to those claims, but nevertheless, that is the case. Furthermore, we believe that a breakdown in Cancun would have led us into a limbo of indecision and non-action that could be anything but helpful, and it could actually delay the process for quite a while. The agreement in Cancun takes the Copenhagen Accord further. It locks in some of the achievements that was made in Cancun, but it also leaves serious issues unsolved, at least looked upon from an investor's perspective. I believe that the South Africans are sweating, not only because of the blazing sun, but also because of the immenseness of the task they have in front of them. We didn't have agreement in Copenhagen, we did not have one in Cancun, and probably we will not have one in Durban. Should investors care? Yes, I think they should. On the one hand, what really matters to investors will be the concrete regulations and frameworks, and those are usually set, not usually, but always set at national level by the legislature that operates locally, but they're heavily influenced by the international level. Things would happen so much faster if supported by a global deal. And most importantly, things can only happen coordinately, in a coordinated fashion, if supported by a global deal. From an investor point of view, policy plays an absolutely imperative role. Policy has a key role to play in sort of guiding us in order to providing the deal flow that's necessary for us to actually to invest. One of the problems we have seen over the past year or two is incidences of dwindling policy support, of weakened support for climate action and climate policies that are necessary in order to really drive the industrial revolution that we should be looking at. And we have also seen examples of outright retroactivity. That is not helpful. I think policymakers need to understand the huge impact this kind of incidences have on investor confidence. And maybe it's important to remember that the ones that do the real investments are not the CEOs of the companies, but rather individual portfolio managers at the 15th desk down the corridor. So convincing these people that policy risks are manageable, that they can actually be overlooked, is absolutely crucial if you want to ramp up private investments in this field, and that is definitely needed. We all know that. What policymakers really, really need to do is to satisfy the need for TLC, transparency, longevity, and credibility. If you do not do that, you cannot mobilize the mainstream investors of this world, and you cannot make the mainstream investors take climate risks on board and the assessment of climate risk and the addressing of climate risk on board in their day-to-day investment practices. And that is exactly what you need to do. You are heavily dependent on the role of mainstream investors, not the themed investors around the world, the mainstream investors, because that's where the real money is. And there is still a substantial lack of clarity. Some of that may be helped by progress in Durban, but there is a substantial lack of clarity. What we believe is necessary is a much stronger dialogue between policymakers and investors, nationally, at regional level, as well as internationally. we often find that there is probably a less than necessary understanding of how the investor community thinks and operates. We are very often confronted by claims on what investors should do and how investors should act that are not necessarily well aligned with the nature of these institutions and the fiduciary responsibilities they carry or the logics of the financial markets. Furthermore, we also often come across strong reservations in the policy community against the role of private money. Maybe we have some lessons to learn on that one as well, but I think it is important to have a dialogue to sort of to iron out these reservations and to bring us across them. And thirdly, I think policy is also extremely important because only if supported by policy and policy commitment can we increase the deal flow that's necessary for private investors to really enter this field. And just to finish off my short presentation here, I cannot escape sort of mentioning the two elephants in the room. We have, as Eric also said, there are doubts as to the future role of the Kyoto Protocol. Clarity on that is absolutely paramount to institutional investors and investors in general. So looking at a lacoon between the present version and a future version is not very pleasant, and it doesn't support the clarity that we so desperately need. And the other elephant in the room, one that's not very often mentioned, there are countries outside the current international framework on climate change. Durban needs to bring them inside. Thank you very much.